T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're coming to you live, of course, from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at, of course, my favorite store, ShopRite. 54 years that I have been a fan of the New York Jets. And I got to tell you, there's been a lot, certainly a lot more bad moments than good. I mean, there's no question about that. You know, it's only been 50 years since they won a damn Super Bowl or even been to one. But yesterday was as embarrassing a moment for me as a fan of this franchise as I've ever had. I mean, there's no other way to say it. That you have the kind of lack of effort, or whatever you want to call that yesterday, bro, that this football team showed against a team who came into this game at 2-7, who came into this game losing 4 in a row, who came into this game having scored 33 points in their last 4 games, who come into this game with a quarterback that wasn't even in the league 2 weeks ago, and for them to get absolutely strafed the way they did from pillar to post in every aspect of this game, a team that clearly can stay, can say whatever they want. Jamal Adams can say whatever he wants. Anybody can say whatever they want. Leonard Williams, Maurice Claiborne, we'll go right on down the line. They can say whatever they want about their coach. This team quit on the coach yesterday. They never were ready to play football. They weren't prepared to play football. They weren't even a professional football team yesterday. They would have had trouble beating any of the top 4 teams in college football the way they played yesterday. I'm sorry. That was an out-and-out disgrace, what we saw. And this coach, it's over for this coach. And he needs to be fired today. Today. I don't care that there's nobody qualified to replace him. Does it really matter? What does it matter? It doesn't matter. Because then that guy's not going to be the coach next year anyway. This whole coaching staff has to go at the end of the year. Bowles has to go now. And if the Johnson brothers, who are, let's be honest, if John Mara, say whatever you want about the Giants situation and John Mara, if John Mara owned this team, Bowles is done today. He's done today. That's it. That's it. There's no question about it. But if they like Bowles and he's such a good guy, and I'm not saying he is, he probably is a very good guy, then do him a favor and get rid of him now, because it's only going to get worse. With 6 games left, where are the wins coming from? 2 games against the Patriots, the Packers, the Titans. We saw what they did to the Pats yesterday in Tennessee, no less. The Houston Texans have won 6 games in a row. Even Buffalo. Are they going to beat the Bills in Buffalo? Are they? What, are they going to steal 1 game the rest of the year and go 4-12? Is that what we're looking at here? Really? So it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse, especially the games at home. So do the guy a favor. He's such a good guy, right? Do him a favor and get him the hell out of here now. Now. This guy, maybe only Richie Kotite has been a worse coach in the history of this franchise than this guy. Maybe. That's it. There is nobody else. He doesn't have his team prepared. We saw last week when he left a snapper in the game that couldn't snap the damn football, all right, and kept going, staying with the shotgun. It's an absolute disgrace, and I'm tired of it, and every damn Jet fan is tired of it. 8 years in a row without the playoffs. It's never about wins with this guy, but now, it's an out-and-out embarrassment what we have seen and what we saw yesterday. And I'll tell you one thing, bro. Thank God for this, that Sam Darnold was not part of this yesterday. The only good thing out of this, came out of this game yesterday, or if Bowles gets fired today, is that Sam Darnold, hopefully our quarterback of the future, hopefully he's going to be a great quarterback. We hope so. Let's hope. We don't know that yet, but we hope. But that Sam Darnold was not part of this absolute disgraceful embarrassment, the masquerade of this team being a professional football team yesterday, because that's the bottom line. And Christopher Johnson and Woody Johnson and whoever's running the damn show over there, do the guy a favor and dump him today.
Ahead, well, it does two things. It does him a favor because nothing good is going to come out of the last few weeks
absolutely
of the season.
Absolutely nothing.
And it gives the Jet fan, it gives you, it gives a
That's
lot
right.
of Jet fans
That's
at
right.
least something
That's
to...
Right.
to add closure to what has been a very bad era of Jet football.
I mean, horrible.
And it started, it really started with him week 17 against the Bills.
No question about
against
it.
Rex Ryan.
No question.
Because up
that
until yesterday, that was probably of all the bad that Todd Bowles had, that was probably number one in bad. And it was a sign of things to come. A game in which they should have won, they were completely outcoached, and they would have been at least a playoff team. I don't know if it changes
right.
anything
but,
or what happens
but at least
the last
they would,
years.
They would have made the playoffs that year.
At least
right.
they would have been a playoff
right.
team.
Right.
But since then, it has been Kotitian. Everything about it. They don't win games. They've won games the last 3 years. And here's the message for Jamal Adams and everybody else. And look, Jamal Adams is probably the best player
yeah.
on this team.
Very good player.
He has
no
not
question.
Given up.
Nope.
He shows
nope.
fight.
He does.
So from a football playing aspect, I have nothing but respect and love for Jamal Adams. With that said, Jamal, if you want the guy back, if the guys in the room want the guy back, show up. And I'm
think?
Not saying that directly to him because, honestly, oh, the two only guys that showed up are the two guys that appear on this radio station, Jamal Adams and our guy Avery.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it?
You know, that's pretty much it, bro. You're 100% right.
And it makes their spots in life a little bit easier because they actually showed up, but the rest of the team didn't. And as negative as you may be, or I may be, or any Jet fan may be, none of us saw that coming.
No, absolutely not.
And you know what? That's what
none
makes
of us.
It worse.
Yep.
That's
yep.
what makes yep. it worse. That the first play of the game, a guy off the practice
oh
squad
God.
Catches a 48-yard bomb against the prize yep. free agent acquisition.
$72 million worth, by
oh
the way.
Oh, my God. And then you know what made it worse? The very next play, LeSean McCoy just so easily just prances his way into the end zone, and it's 7-0 Buffalo. And then it was on. We're watching a three-and-out fest. We're watching the line play like crap. We're watching the quarterback play like crap. How many balls were deflected in this
oh
game?
Oh, my God.
How many?
Oh, my God.
And then when you still think, you know, it's a bad start, they're down 7-0, you never know. The Jet defense is about to get off the field. It's a fourth down, a fourth and five. And the New York Jet coaching staff had their heads up their derrieres. They had no idea that I don't even think they know you could fake punt. That's the way
right,
it looked.
Right? Tell
Wait,
me about it.
You
right.
can do that?
Right.
And
right.
Logan Thomas
right, right.
finds who else?
Yeah.
The dude off the practice
right,
squad,
right.
Foster.
Right, right, right.
And then the route was on. See, that was the moment.
Yep.
Even
yep.
after the first two plays, as bad as it was,
right.
it's
no,
early,
that was
you
the
never
moment.
Know.
No, you're 100%
That
bro.
Was the moment where reality hit. And the reality was they are going to get their asses kicked by a Bill team who had scored how many points
yep.
over the last 4 weeks?
33.
33! They're scoring 13, 5, 6, and 9. But not when they walk into MetLife Stadium against that Todd Bowles defense. They put up 41 points. So you're right that it should be the end of them. The only counter I have, and I'm not even going to fight it because what am I fighting, is getting rid of them, just like getting rid of Ben McAdoo, does nothing
well,
other than please some fans and do the guy a favor by getting him out.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it accomplishes.
But the rest of the year doesn't matter now. I mean, let's be honest. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all about next year. You know, yeah, you want to develop the quarterback, but I don't want to see the quarterback get hurt either. And I don't see what getting rid of Bowles is hurting them. We saw this. Look, they got rid of Jeff Fisher the first year with the Rams. I think there was 3 weeks to go when they
mm-hmm.
got rid of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So this idea that that's going to somehow stunt Donald's growth is a joke.
No, I don't think that.
No, I'm not saying you do, but maybe there's some people out there that think that. That's all a joke. I mean, there's no other way to say that. And you know, there's a couple other things to keep on going.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the tackle eligible, okay? I mean, let's not forget that.
Deion Dawkins.
Oh, my God. And then how about this? How about the Jets had one penalty yesterday? Well, you know what? It was a holding penalty, but you know what? Three different guys held on to play.
Can't make it
up. I don't think I've ever seen three different guys hold on the same damn play.
What?
And of course, the next play was an interception that McCown threw.
You knew that was coming.
Of course.
That was the only time throughout the 3 hours of horror.
That you laughed?
Where I laughed.
Oh, you had to laugh.
I did. Because Elijah Maguire actually had a big run on that play.
He did.
Went for 22 yards.
Yeah, right. You're right.
And that was right after the Jets actually converted on a fourth down.
Right.
So even though it's 24-0, hey, you never know.
You never know.
24-7, yep. You never know what happens.
Bro, even at 31, silly me, because I'm such a jerk. Obviously, I'm not an intelligent man because I've been a Jet fan for over 50 years. So how smart can I be? Anyway, 31-10, okay? They scored a touchdown. I'm like, oh, you know what? Third and 20. Oh, here it is. What was the holding penalty? It might have been a sack. I don't know what it was. Third and 20, and Maurice Claiborne gets beat. I think it was Foster again, right?
It was Foster.
Gets beat for like 50 yards on third and 20 by Matt Barkley. What? And then I got to see Claiborne. He's got his head like in the sand. Really? Yeah, you better go hide. What a disgrace.
And that Robert Foster, who we've now mentioned like five times here in the open.
Oh, my God.
His three catches. Think about what his three catches were. First play of the game, set the tone.
Right.
Fake punt.
Right.
And the play you just mentioned.
Right.
Those were his catches.
Yeah, I know.
Three catches.
Unbelievable.
105 yards.
Bro.
Football game over.
Oh, my God.
And just let this sink in. The quarterback for the Buffalo Bills was Matt freaking Barkley.
Unbelievable.
Hadn't started a game in 2 years.
2 years.
Wasn't even on the roster 11 days ago.
Yep.
That's what they let happen. But the triple hold, if that's what we want to call it.
Unreal.
The triple hold
that
play.
That is one of the great moments. You think about it. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that, ever. Three holds on the same play?
You know.
Really?
For years.
Holding on number whatever. Oh, declined. Holding on number whatever.
Declined.
Holding on him. Accepted.
Yes. And the trivia question for 10 years from now when we think back to this horror.
Oh, my God.
Jermaine Kearse, Kelvin Beecham.
Those are the guys?
Jordan Leggett. Those are the three guys.
Okay. Right? Thank you.
File that away.
Very good.
And the accepted one was Leggett. All right? Just so we know. But for years, I had to hear about Mark Sanchez and the butt fumble, and I always thought it was the most overrated thing.
Right.
They lost to a far superior team.
The Patriots.
It was an overrated play. This.
Yes.
This
is it. Yes.
This is embarrassing.
Yep.
That wasn't. The only thing that made it embarrassing is it was Thursday night, Thanksgiving.
Right.
Everybody's watching.
And it was the Patriots.
But the Patriots are better.
Of course.
This is what makes it bad. This is the Bills, Joe.
Bro.
The Bills.
It's unbelievable. And I was trying to think of some of the worst, you know, some of these kind of games over the years. I mean, the last game of Joe Walton's career in 89, when they played Buffalo and got destroyed, I think it was 31-0. But, I mean, we knew it was long over for Walton at that point. That game when Kotai was here, when they played, I think it was a Sunday night game against the Raiders, when they pulled Vance Joseph out of nowhere, now the head coach of the Broncos, to go play a cornerback against the great Hall of Famer Tim Brown. They got embarrassed. I'm trying to think of the only, what are the worst of the worst? I mean, it's unbelievable.
This may be towards the top for this reason, and this is probably the most depressing fact of them all. There are six games left to go.
Six games.
We're not just done. This wasn't just week 17, bury our heads, Bowles is gone, let's move on.
Right.
There are six more weeks left. And here's what I'll say about getting rid of Bowles today, which may happen. If it happens, I'm not going to complain. What the heck would I complain about?
No.
All I'm saying is, to quote a two-time failed presidential candidate, maybe a third, you never know.
Oh, God, please.
What does it matter?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't matter.
You can fire him. You could promote Mike Caldwell, who my educated guest says would be the guy.
Right.
He's the assistant head coach. He's actually a Bowles guy, though.
Well.
He's been under Bowles for years.
They love the guy.
Everybody loves him.
You know?
You can promote him. I don't think there's anything that comes out of it. The only thing that comes out of getting rid of Bowles, two things. You're doing him a favor, and you're doing the fans a favor.
Right.
I don't think it changes anything else.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't change anything. And again, don't tell me it's going to stump the growth of Donald, because what is Bowles doing with Donald anyway? It's not going to stunt the growth. Not at all.
Who's saying that?
No, I'm not saying, but they might. But there might be people that are going to try to sell that.
No.
You know, let's be honest. You know, Bowles has nothing to do with him. It's Bates and it's McCown, really.
I don't think he knows Donald's name.
Right.
He has nothing to do with it.
I mean, it's don't give me that. And like I said, look at what the Rams did the first year with Fisher. So that's a lot of hogwash if you're going to give me that nonsense with Donald. Please give me a break. It's got to end. Bro, it's got to end now. Get this guy. I don't want to see this guy no more. How can you sell to a Jet fan that I got to watch this guy coach this team again? How do you sell that to me or any Jet fan out there? I can't look at him anymore. He's done. It's over. And it's only going to get worse. And what's it going to sound like if anybody's left at MetLife? By the way, how about this? Apparently, this game was very close to being blacked out in New York.
I thought the blackout rules are gone now.
I don't know. That's what I read something today about it.
Well, I saw Costello put that in his article, but I don't know if he was being sarcastic.
And I
got to
say something, too. Yeah. I get the it used to be Cablevision, whatever they call it now. I can't think of the name now, but whatever. I should know, but I don't. Omni, whatever it is. Now, it's not Omni, but whatever it is, okay? Optimum. That's what it is.
Optimum,
now.
Right.
Optimum. On the, you know, they always show when you hit the little thing, the clicker thing, and it shows what you're watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they had all day Patriots Titans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't Jets Bills. It was Patriots Titans all day. So maybe that was closer to reality than we think.
I wish it was Patriots Titans.
I mean, right.
I would have watched that for three hours.
At least watch the Patriots get their rear ends handed to
them
by all the former Patriots and Mike Vrabel.
I know.
I mean, at least that would have been enjoyable.
Yeah.
Right.
That would have been fun.
Right.
I don't care if I got that game wrong with picks.
I mean,
Who cares? I was having a good time.
Not that we would have missed anything. Look at all the fun we would have missed watching the disgraceful Jets yesterday.
Joy.
Oh, my God. And what are the Patriots going to do to them? Patriots, how about this? New England next in 2 weeks. New England just coming off a butt kicking at the hands of the Titans with a week off, okay, with going into the bye with Bill, you know, beating them up for 2 weeks. What are they going to do when they play the Jets? What's that going to be? Oh, my God.
What's the line on that game going to be? 15
right.
and a half?
Wouldn't surprise me. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's set up.
Oh, come on.
And look, I know there's a lot of fans out there who are going to look at the remaining schedule and say, great, lose all the games.
Right, of course.
Get the higher draft
right.
pick.
They could still have a shot at the first pick in a draft.
Nah, the Raiders exist.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean,
come on. You're right, the Raiders. You're right, the Raiders.
But
right.
They could be a top
Sorry,
five pick.
Sorry, silly me.
And maybe the Giants. We'll see about tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about them.
I wouldn't
them.
Bet against it. The Giants got to play the Niners tonight and the Bucks next week. At least those are games they can win.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean,
we'll
come
see.
On.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.